Good afternoon. Very pleased to be here. And I need to apologize for my English. I'm less stupid in Spanish. Well, slightly. And I have to do it in 15 minutes, so not only I have to seem intelligent, but do it quickly. So let's go to the background. The project I want to present has to do with Central Valleys in Oaxaca. And if you check, it's the southern Mexico. This is a map of the important regions for conservation. And you can check it's practically the whole state. Remember that Mexico is already a hot spot in conservation, perhaps ranks fourth at world level, and Oaxaca is the first in the country, so it's very rich. Even more detail, and after the NASA presentation, this is not very impressive. This is the city, the Central Valleys harbor, the big city, the capital, Oaxaca City. And as I said, not only Oaxaca has got the highest number of plants and animals in the country, but it also harbors the highest cultural diversity. So we have a very diverse set of ecosystems and of peoples. And we also have mountains, and mountains mean different types of climates and different, very difficult conditions for agriculture. They also mean a lot of communities very sparsely distributed along the territory. And as a result of that, we can have places where it rains less than 1 foot a year, and not so far away places that where it rains more than 10 meters a year. So what we have is a lot of contrasts. And contrasts not only include nature, they have to do with the rural conditions compared to urban conditions. So this is the Cuicatlán Valley. And at the left, the cloud forest in the Sierra Juarez. So it's very different. And the differences are not only geographical, they are also seasonal. This is a spot of a tropical dry forest during the dry season and during the wet season. So talking about water, we have very different conditions and very well localized wet season in terms of distribution. And the last thing about the background that I want to mention is that water has long been associated with the kind of sacred places. You will find it all over the state. The attitude towards water among Indian communities and rural communities, even now, it's very important. Unfortunately, these recent trends mean soil erosion, deforestation, land use changes, pollution, modern forms of production, especially the consequences of the so-called Green Revolution package that has affected the traditional agricultural system, destruction of plants and animals. And I mention all this because we really believe that in the root of this water crisis, there is an issue of social attitude. And we really think that we need to go back to the attitude of Indian communities in the sense that they still consider water as something limited, valuable, and dependent upon cosmic conditions. We, and I mean modern society, are a kind of dry society. And in terms of what we need to do, we need to get into water again as society. We need to do that. Water issues mean technical issues, political issues, economical issues, but in the root there is an issue of the social attitude. And a way to present that, and it's very simplified, of course, is to compare traditional perspective and modern perspective related to different issues. For example, what we think of water in the traditional perspective and how do we consider it in modern terms. And I cannot get into a lot of detail, but more and more we have turned water from being something sacred, often a goddess, into a commodity, and even worse, in a way to get rid of wastes. And I think that is very clear. It is very clear the level of disrespect that we show. I would like to make a remark about two issues that were mentioned before during this meeting. First is the issue of the size. Someone mentioned that we have not necessarily to think of small projects as better projects, but I think we must be very careful in scaling what we do. And of course, an elephant cannot be diminished to the size of a mice, but we cannot either turn a mice into the size of an elephant. But we have to decide how many elephants and how many mice do we require. And there's not enough room for a lot of elephants right now. And I'll get into this perhaps later if I have time. So to get into technology, we work in the Central Valleys. This is a 19th century painting of the Oaxaca Valley. And this is the name of our project. And you can see how the city has grown from 30,000 people in the 1940s. We are now about 700,000. So that means an increased demand. And in the same place, we have this very ancient traditional record, the milpa, and a very highly organized system of getting water in the past that we are in the process of destroying. In the Central Valleys, it doesn't rain a lot, but it runs down a lot of water from the mountains. And they, in the past, we have used to have very effective methods of channeling water for agriculture. We are in the process of destroying that. So what we devised, the idea behind our project has to do with the city, and you will perhaps be wondering what does the city has to do with the agriculture and irrigation. And I think it's very important because cities are actively sucking not only water and natural resources, but also money and attention from the field, the surrounding fields, and they are not sustainable. And if we are to solve the crisis, even in the rural realm, we need to build sustainable cities. And in order to do that, there's a number of things we need to do to protect what the remains of the natural spongs that catch rainwater. We need to restore the pipe systems of the cities. We need to catch rainwater again, something that we lost along the way. We need to improve agricultural watering, of course. We need to save, to ration, and to reuse water. We need to establish fair fees for water services, but also compensations for those usually rural communities that actively protect natural resources. And finally, we need to get water back to nature in a decent way, something that we don't do right now. We have a lot of problems, but still the size of the city and the traditions of its inhabitants make us think that we can attain a sustainable city. So the principles we are using for this project, as I mentioned, we need to change the way we conceive water, the social relationship towards water. We need to do it in a holistic way, at least at the level of the watershed, but at the same time we need to act locally. We have to do it respecting local autonomy, and also we need to do it in a collaboration mood. And that means that we need to work along different lines at the same time. We need basic research of the watershed to know a kind of photograph of what is happening. We need a table that means the collaboration process in which all of the actors are seated at the good, the ugly, and the good ones. We need a plan. We need certain concrete tools, technology, and we need a process of dissemination, environmental education that goes along with the rest of the lines. And now we'll concentrate on the tools. Finally got to technology, as offered in this panel. And we work in a number of different tools, full saving stoves, and this has to do with agriculture and water because it prevents cutting down more wood for house use, dry toilets, systems to treat water at the house level, solar stoves and so, and also different types of irrigation. These are some of the concrete techniques that we are using. We also have a demonstration center. We call it a permaculture demonstration center. These image is typical of what is happening around the city. We have the forest at the left and the city at the right, and in the middle a system of creeks that we urgently need to protect because these are key for the water local cycle. So what we're doing here, we have a rainwater catching bowl, a system of small dams, terraces, this is the water rainwater catching bowl. This is one of the small dams. These are the barriers to protect soil from soil erosion. This is the system we follow. It's the same old system, but in contour and combined with the fruiting trees, for example, is the old milpa improved. A plant nursery, dry sanitation systems, a greenhouse inside, reforestation in general. In the specific terms, we work with different techniques, drip irrigation especially. And recently we got into building greenhouses in a combination of local raw materials with plastic, which makes these greenhouses dramatically lower in price, 4 times less than a conventional greenhouse. Some images of this. We also support forestry production with the irrigation. And that's it. Thank you very much.